join me for the best mix of music every Saturday on Lake District Radio, the Dennis Devlin Show, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. We interview some of the best new up-and-coming talent across the country, and we play three brand new singles every hour on air, as well as the usual mix of music from across the decades. That's the Dennis Devlin Show on Lake District Radio, the best mix of music.
For you to go on like you do, you talk a bit too much, and talking's not enough. It's not right for me to satisfy your needs. So if there's someone else, just keep it to yourself.
We've seen Well, some of the crowd are on the
You're listening to the Dennis Devlin Show on Lake District Radio, playing all the best mix of music.
You don't have to be our biggest fan. Just try to comprehend and just try to understand. But you don't have to call me on demand. I don't want you to. I just want you when I'm not feeling.
Listening to the Dennis Devlin Show on Lake District Radio, playing all the best mix of music.
Join me for the best mix of music every Saturday on Lake District Radio, the Dennis Devlin Show, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. We interview some of the best new up-and-coming talent across the country, and we play three brand new singles every hour on the hour, as well as the usual mix of music from across the decades. That's the Dennis Devlin Show on Lake District Radio, the best mix of music.
Good afternoon, welcome to Lake District Radio, the Dennis Devlin Show with me, Dennis Devlin, and we are blessed this afternoon to have the amazing Honey Mattel. Guys, welcome to the amazing Dennis Devlin Show, and welcome to Lake District Radio.
Hiya Dennis, you okay?
Great, it's great to have you. If you care to introduce us, Honestly, it's just a pity I couldn't get you guys into the studio.
Yeah, we would have loved to. We've been stuck in Liverpool for the past 2 years, so it'll be good to get out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame about Kendall Calling being cancelled, because you were fitted in there just nicely.
Yeah, it would be great to play Kendall Calling. We've got a festival this week, next weekend, which is going to be fun. Festivals are boss time, aren't they?
Oh, amazing. Well, guys, look, stay happy on board. You care to introduce yourself? I believe we've got Sam, and I believe we've got Matthew.
Yeah, hello, I'm Matthew, yeah. I never call myself Matthew, do I? In the band, I'm known as Walker. My name's Matthew. If you're my parents shouting at me, my name is Matthew. I'm with me, I've got...
Hello, lad, I'm Sam.
I'm the lead guitarist in the band.
I didn't say what I was.
All right, he didn't say what he was, but he's the
So guys, give us a quick introduction to who the band are before we talk about this unbelievable track and, of course, this amazing video. Give us a quick introduction to who the Honey Mattel band are.
So we are Honey Mattel. We're a four-piece indie band from Liverpool. We started out in, me and Sam started playing together in like 2017, 2018, just writing some really bad covers. Oh, not covers, writing some really bad original songs, playing really terrible cover songs.
I don't believe that for 1 minute. I don't believe.
We should have heard our first songs. We still take the mip out of them till today. I just play them to put on some. So we started out ages ago, just playing rubbish music, playing some other gigs and stuff. And then we got in contact with Paul, our drummer, Pab, and we also got in contact with Jack, our bass player. And we formed Honey Mattel in September of 2020 in the middle of a global pandemic, which was probably not the wisest of ideas, but we move. We've just kind of just been releasing loads of music, eventually playing loads of gigs. It's been a good time.
Yeah, you've certainly been very busy, and obviously you're represented by the amazing Bennett Foundry One, who's done an amazing job with you guys. And obviously, I regularly play Keep It To Yourself, which is an outstanding, I cannot tell you how good that track is.
Oh, thanks.
Now, obviously, let's just put all that aside, because everyone already know that track, and they'll obviously know a bit about you, because I do play you quite a lot, so our listeners already know about your music. Let's talk about the new song. Tell us a bit about it.
Well, I'll hand the mic over to our main songwriter, our only songwriter, Sam.
Milk and Honey come about probably September 2020, just as we were sort of announcing Honey Mattel and the band, and we recorded it in November of 2020 in the Motor Museum in Liverpool, and the song sort of tackles, you know, everyone wants to move on in life and succeed and get to the place that, you know, everyone calls Milk and Honey, but no one ever knows when they're there, no one knows really what it is. And even the most successful people in the world still don't think that maybe they, you know, they still wanna, you know, continue down the hard beaten path to get there. And it's also the song addressing those people, you know, want to be successful, want to get somewhere, and, you know, how do you know you've been successful? What is success? No one knows. It's in the eye of the beholder. That's also what the song tackles.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. In the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, individual success is different person to person. It could just be having a secure job and raising a family. It could be something more grander. It could be something even less. Maybe just, you know, buying a house or renting a house. It could be anything to the person. And that's sound. That's also what this song addresses. It's, you know, what is that for everyone? And I think you know you're there.
Yeah, it's completely different as well to other stuff you've done.
Yeah, I feel that come probably into the air, so with the lads, the song was written, you know, in a way which was quite different, but definitely into the air, so the lads put it together, with the drums and the bass and the synth and the vocals. I think it just developed a life of its own away from when we thought. It was a lot less, you know, in your face indie pop and a bit more like alternative, I'd say, definitely.
It was funny the first time that Sam brought the song in, because obviously we had grown. It's quite a heavy intro, and we brought it in and we played it for our drummer, because me and Sam just learned everything beforehand to make it easier. And we brought it to our drummer, and the first thing was just like 30 seconds of distorted guitar, and we were like, oh my gosh, how amazing is this new song? And he just went, what a bloody hell is that? We just didn't believe in it whatsoever, because we just played distorted guitar for 30 seconds in his face. But then after slight persuasion, he wrapped his head around the drum beat, and we thankfully got to the end of the song.
What was it like hearing it playing back in the studio? It must have been amazing.
It was boss, yeah. It was just...
Studio's a weird one.
Yeah, because I don't think... when we're never happy, really, with it until... Well, to be honest, we're never really happy because we'll always go back and listen to a new song or an older song, sorry, and we'll say, oh, I wish we'd have done this differently, or I wish we'd have changed this note, or we just break down this way. But it was, because it's just a lot of a different track, it was good hearing it in the studio, just because they've got mad speakers in there that just make everything sound amazing.
Yeah, I feel like with new songs, I mean, especially like because I write them, I've probably got the song a few months before I've shown the lads. And, I think I just get like, by the time it's recorded, I'm made up to get it out of my ears. I'm like, oh, give me a break on this. But I think the moment when you think, oh, this is good, is once you've recorded it and you've had maybe like 8 weeks away, you haven't listened to it, you've maybe thought about artwork and how you're going to promote it with management, and then you start listening to it again, and it comes down to the release time, and then you go, oh, this is good stuff. You know what I mean? I like it. But I think you're so invested in it, you're sort of,
you're so concentrated as well.
Yeah,
you're
not really thinking about it. You're more thinking, how do we make this better?
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously maturing as a band. You can tell that by your music from sort of when you began to now. Do you feel that as you mature, the music matures and it can only get better?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like we've just got out the studio again recently, and I feel like it's just coming up a notch every time.
It's another step, isn't it?
Lyrical content, the rhythm sections coming up a notch, Walker's vocals, everything is just developing nicely, like from where we started and the first release, which was Weekend, which is a good track, but
that was recorded before even Honey Motel was.
It's very poppy. I feel like it's still poppy music that we make, but it's got much more depth to it now, much more lyrical content and stuff.
Yeah, I was going to describe. Actually, I wouldn't have described it as pop. I'd have described it as kind of a rock indie with a pop feel to it. You know, it's just such a different track, but it's got this undercurrent that is just unbelievable. It ticks along so smoothly.
I think what we're so invested in is not sounding like anybody else. There's some bands out there that are, you know, just carbon copies of the Arctic Monkeys or, you know, the 1975. We're just so invested in we obviously steal riffs we just don't want to sound like anybody else. We want to create our own type of music, which is why, like, if I'm ever speaking to somebody about music and they say, oh, what does your band sound like, I always struggle to say like it's a mix between like the Wombats, the 1975, and a bit of Catfish in the Bottom, and it's like and all something like that. That's what we strive for, really, is when we're in the studio thinking of things that nobody's done before. I think that's really, really important. And as we progress with each track, we learn different things in the studio. We'll hear things in a practice room and say, that was rock, that, you know, I've never heard that before. And in the studio as well, so yeah.
Yeah, I would consider it, if I was describing your music, especially this track, I would describe it as a Swiss Army of music now. You know, it's just, there is no way to label it. You can't label you as a band or your music. It is so unique, you know. But you open it up and listen to it, it appeals to everybody. It doesn't matter if you're 65-year-old sitting at home in your sandals and your shorts, you know, in the garden. This will appeal to you. It doesn't matter if you're 12 years old and, you know, you still love a little bit of some guy in a white shirt and a white jacket jumping about with his chest out. You know, this will still appeal to you. You know, and that's what makes you guys unique. And of course, you've got that Liverpudlian, I don't know how to describe it. It's like that menu. You look at the menu and you see Liverpool on, you think, yeah, this is going to be tasty.
Well, I think that all strives from the biggest band that has ever lived, doesn't it? I think I think as a as
yeah, the Hardy Mantel band are definitely the biggest band ever. I would agree with that. The Hardy Mantel band are the biggest band ever.
Yeah, I think as Scouse musicians, we've just got a kind of a reputation to live up to almost. I think the scene just in the Liverpool music scene is always and always will be amazing. There's always amazing new bands coming out. And I just think Scousers are proud of who they are and where they're from. And I think we just want to be better and bigger than everyone else. So that's better for us.
Yeah, you have that working man feel about you. You do, it does come across because it's a working man city, it's a working class city, and that comes across in your music.
Yeah, I think that's just that's just that kind of being from the city. I think most bands who make music out of the city, you like that feel. I think feel like Newcastle's the same, and Glasgow and Edinburgh bands, they're all the same. We have that like working class, you know, as you said, that working class sensibility about them. But there's so much like history in Liverpool music, from the Beatles to the Wombats, the Zoom, to Real Things. The Lars, there's just so much better to be good because of people who've come before you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, looking at lockdown, obviously lockdown for some people was an absolute crisis, but it seems to me that a lot of the bands, while they've been locked down, have spent their time writing. Guys like yourself have wrote and you have all come out swinging. You know, you have come walking out of the lockdown and you are all ready to go. And some of the music coming out right now in the UK is exceptional. You're like yourself, the Crooks, you know, it's just amazing. And honestly, when I hear your music, just put it way ahead of it. I honestly believe you're way ahead of anyone else just now. I think because of the diversity in your music and the way it appeals to so many, that makes you very, very popular. It makes you like gold up just now. You're better than Nescafe.
Yeah, I think lockdown was a weird one for us because I think it actually benefited us in a way. Obviously, it had its horrible nature of all the virus and everything, but for us, it gave us time to kind of, me and Sam were in another, and it just took, like, we were just able to take a step back from it and say, like, what do we really want? What's the type of music we want to make? And we went away, we came back, formed Honey Motel, and Sam just wrote song upon song upon song. After all the lockdowns, we went to, we demoed them all up. So by the time it came to choosing what songs we wanted, we had, you know, at least 10 songs demoed up, ready to decide of which the best one to take in the studio was. And we've done the same for the single that we recorded about 2 weeks ago. It's just, we just had so much time in our hands to do, to think about everything and plan everything out to the Liverpool too. So I think it benefited us in a way.
What's the process like for you guys when you get into a studio?
So the process is, it starts.
Yeah, the process. What you'd like when you all get together?
The studio starts way before. It'll start about at least a month beforehand. It'll be back about the song. It'll write the lyrics and the chords. Even before that, it might start. 3 or 4 months, yeah.
But like the process of,
yeah, like the process of making the song starts probably a walk set about 4 weeks before, and that'll be like, we'll know what one we're gonna record, and it'll be a matter of, okay, here's the bread and butter of the track, where, you know, how can we do the best? Does the drum beat need to change? Does one of Walker's vocal lines need to change? Can we improve the lyrical content? And we'll refine it coming up to the studio. And then studio time just runs quite smoothly. I mean, it usually starts with drums go down first, then bass might go with it, or maybe just after. Then we usually get rhythm guitars down, vocals, some lead guitars, and then we do all the fancy stuff at the end, putting all your synths on and your overdubs and your extra vocals and your backings and extra guitars. Studio's fun, man. Favorite thing to do is to go creating.
Yeah, it sounds like you're obviously getting. Yeah, you're obviously very popular just now, and you're appearing everywhere. The track's getting played everywhere. How are you handling all that? I mean, let's be honest now. You're heading towards, you know, superstar status right now, guys. You know, you're in demand. You know, how are you guys handling that? And what's it been like for your family and friends? They must be very supportive.
Yeah, they are. I think I could have better parents to help. They help out and they encourage me to get the band with friends, and they're very proud to have a son that
so sure was going to be superstars, but I appreciate it.
Well, it'll be nice, wouldn't it? That's what we want. But we can't promise anything. When we were in the previous band, we were never doing interviews like this. We were never, having to sign contracts or worry about anything. And now that we started to make money, started quickly turning off the head. The workload has definitely increased, but it's worth it. But I think Ben, recently, was just really helped with that. And we've got a PR team, we've got a manager, all our gigs went before that. We were doing all ourselves. It was hard. We got to the point where it was just like we were doing all the work, and the rewards. Which is kind of what I'm hand and thinking, we need and do a new image and a new name. And then we brought Ben and we just moved a bit of age a little bit.
Yeah, he's a great lad, Ben, and he wears his heart on his sleeve. I have a lot of talks to Ben, and, he obviously believes deeply in you guys. And you obviously return it to him. He obviously puts a lot of work in, but you guys, as he says, it's you guys that do all the hard work. He never stops talking about the bands that he works with, the work that they do. He feels like he's just along for the ride. You guys that do all the work, and you can't get any better than that.
No, it's exactly what you want when you're in a band, with somebody who talk about your loads, who hype you up to all of his contacts and stuff like that.
Yeah, and obviously now you're getting regular radio play, and of course you're on the road. So tell us where we can see you guys, what's coming up for you guys, where can we come and see you, Honey Mattel? I'm so gutted to hear this. Are we going to get you seeing Cumbria at some point?
I mean, that's the plan, is start taking this around the UK. We've only announced two gigs so far, and they're both in Liverpool. Unfortunately, we've got a festival next Saturday, and then we've got our first Honey Mattel headline. So really close to selling out.
Wow.
Yeah, that's October, I think. But I think as soon as the first, because we've got to play Liverpool first when we come back. We can't get to Liverpool because everyone feels like it's a scout brand, not playing Liverpool first. But yeah, as soon as these two Liverpool dates are out the way, we've got plans to get other dates around the country and all up to Scotland, Cumbria, down south to London. So yeah, hopefully towards the back end of this year or early next year, dates for around the UK will be coming out. But yeah, first thing is to get these Liverpool dates out the way, which is Festival on the 7th of August and our headline on October 22nd. And then as soon as they're done, we'll be getting on the road.
So obviously when you're playing at Liverpool, people are okay to park their cars there. They're not going to come out and find their wheels are missing or anything. Is that guaranteed?
That's not a guarantee. We can't promise that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll drive her down the buses and coming back with eight wheels.
No promises.
Talking about tickets, how can people get hold of merchandise and tickets for you guys? Let's get a little plug in here straight away. Let's get the plugins in.
Yeah, just if you head to any of our socials, all of our socials are at Honey Mattel Band. So that's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, even if you're one of them.
Can you get your OnlyFans? No.
No, we don't have a. Well, that's a private only.
Not yet.
Go to our socials, click the link in our bio, and you'll find a load of links there, like our link to our Spotify, link to our Apple Music, tickets for headlines, tickets for the festival. Yeah, you'll just head to our socials. It'll be
OnlyFans, maybe.
OnlyFans, maybe. Yeah, might start one.
Now listeners, if you are listening, I would urge, if you're interested in getting tickets, these sell really quickly. They are like gold dust, so there won't be many left. They're nearly on sellout, so if you get a chance, get on there, get yourself a ticket, because this is a band you don't want to miss. And I want to talk about the video now, because what a video.
Thanks. it was another one of Sam's brainchilds that actually it was a tough one to film, just because it was for me it was a 2:30 a.m.
wake up.
I had to drive from where I used to
live. Scouts are getting up at 2:30 in the morning, that must be tough.
It was really tough. I had to set like 7 alarms. We recorded at the crack of dawn on the beach because we didn't want anyone to
see us.
We wanted to get the sunrise, but I don't think that really came across in the video.
Come at the end on the start.
Yeah, and we also just didn't want anyone looking at us.
You want the empty really. Beach, see?
Yeah, it was quite funny though, because when we went to record the track, we got to the beach at like 4 o'clock in the morning. There was somebody else filming a music. I think it was a rapper, and he was filming a music video as well. He had a big fire on the beach. He was saying like, Is it only like people before 7 o'clock have to be musicians filming videos on the beach?
Some mad rapper setting files off on the beach. I'm guessing
this is mad. But yeah, it was just I think we'd seen Holly Humberston. Was that who did?
She did a similar video. Yeah. Like a shaky camera type style.
And we just wanted that kind of homemade feel to it, just one long take, no cuts or anything, made it probably a bit harder.
Talking about filming it though, so we had Walker's obviously the main star in the video, and he's got experience acting, he's done a drama degree and stuff, so you know we're lucky to have him acting. So that means that the other members though end up with the worst jobs you could say. So we were on a beach and we had to run for 4 minutes, which is hard enough on a beach, but I had the camera and I was running backwards on the beach and our drummer was running next to me with a speaker playing the song and a cue prompter reading out cues to Walker, and about 3.5 minutes my legs were dying. I thought, this is it, I'm gonna have to just call end on the video. The last 30 seconds are going to have to do something else because I was going to collapse. My thighs were killing running backwards. And then as soon as the video ended, couldn't wait to sit down on the wet sand.
You see, that's got Chariots of Fire written all over it. I could just see you now running Chariots of Fire.
Yeah, it wasn't glamorous, like big long legs running backwards on the beach because we beach at 4 a.m.
Wetting. And what's even funnier, you know, I'm guessing this was filmed in Liverpool or Liverpool surrounding areas.
Yeah, it was filmed on Crosby Beach, which is
really
the closest beach to Liverpool City Centre. Yeah,
and none of you got arrested.
No,
it wasn't. No. It did look a bit dodgy. Right.
You know, Crosby Beach, there's a rapper there burning files. There's you guys in the big speakers and that. No. Listen, if you're listening, Merseyside Police. What stranger thing do you expect to happen on your beaches at 4 a.m? That's not strange.
No, I was driving there. I left my house at like 3:30 a.m. And I was thinking, like, if police see me pulling on a beach at this time, they're going to be curious. And I was coming down the motorway and police cars did follow me for about 10 minutes. And I was worried, like, and then it pulled off last minute and my heart rate come down again.
And after they to check you had your insurance, so your car was insured. You were not. If you had the insurance, yeah, they
would have gone. Even though I've got on to hide, it's still when someone police follow you for 20 minutes. That worrying. Like, oh no.
And what can we expect from you guys in the future? What's coming next? What can we expect from you guys?
Just bigger and better tunes, as we said before. Every song that we do. I mean, I don't mean to sound cocky, but
no, don't be cocky. You should be cocky. Let me tell you something. The best advice I've heard is never undersell yourself. Be cocky, because you're to be.
Our next song is the best song anybody will ever. No, I'm messing. Just bigger and better tunes. Yeah, just growing an audience, going on tour, playing more festivals.
We'll be moving around the country probably next year.
Just experimenting with new things, really, as well. Just doing things differently to challenging the status quo.
And an album? Can we expect an album?
Possibly next year.
Maybe. Possibly next year.
EP first.
Definitely an EP. Yeah, we have a 10-12 track album at the moment.
Definitely an EP.
Yeah, I think we'll definitely be looking into that
in the future, soon in the future, yeah.
And will we get a little bit of vinyl off for you guys?
We've been looking into that.
We have been looking into it. There's problems just with vinyl as a whole, just because of the pandemic's hit it hard, and there's a long wait. So if we were to record a song and we wanted it on vinyl, it might not be released for another year. So hopefully when the vinyl market opens back up,
gets
off its legs. I'm saying that like it's we'll try and get some vinyls.
And obviously, looking at your career, what's the best advice you guys have had so far, and by whom, and what was it?
It's a hard one.
It is a hard one. I think definitely is be different. Don't be scared to do something that nobody else has done. I think that's what's gonna, that is what will prolong your career for the most. Don't be a sheep. Yeah, that's definitely. The first interviews we ever did, we were talking about a similar thing, and I said, "What was it? Don't be a sheep, be a wolf." Yeah, that's my advice. Don't be a sheep. Yeah, be a wolf.
For your fans listen to, if you could give a message to your fans right now that are listening, what would you say? What would be your message to your fans?
First one would be come and see us. Definitely come and see our live show. Comes up and not the tracks come up and off when you see us live, and especially our own headline, 22nd venue is going to be there's some great support, and just keep with us. It's going to be better music, bigger music, and music from four piece bands. Probably not expected. We're going to hear, you know, we're trying to keep outside the parallel lines of indie music.
And who's the joker? Who's the one that you'd probably see on Instagram where he's top off drinking a beer by the pool, and the hashtag lads? Who's the joker in the pack?
Probably not me. Probably
I say Paul.
Say Paul and drummer or Walker sitting next to me. Me and Jack, me and the bassist, are a bit more reserved and keep our thoughts to ourselves. But Paul, our drummer, you can't get a word in. If you're in the room with Paul, I go for a drink with him. You're pretty much just listening to Paul for 3 hours. You're not going to get a conversation with Paul, but he's a funny lad, and you know, he makes us laugh. You get in the studio with him, geez, first few hours, you're all right, and then 2 days in, you just hear Paul's just circulating around your mind. Always got, have you seen this? Have you been on Instagram? Oh, look at this. Have you seen this new? It's just like, Paul gives a break, but he's a funny lad.
Brilliant. Well, look, guys, I would like you guys to introduce your latest track. And I want to thank you guys more than anything for coming on the Dennis Devlin Show. And thank you for coming on to Late Disagree. And I really, really hope we get to see you guys in Cumbria soon. I certainly look forward to seeing you guys live. It's going to be amazing. I'd like you guys to introduce your latest single.
Yeah, massive thanks for having us, Dennis. We are Honey Motel. This is our latest single, Milk and Honey. Enjoy.
I'm Dennis Devlin. This is Dennis Devlin Show. You're listening on Late District Radio, and this is the Honey Motel.
Join me for the best mix of music every Saturday on Late District Radio, the Dennis Devlin Show, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m.
We interview some of the best new up-and-coming talent across the country.
And we play 3 brand new singles every hour on air, as well as the usual mix of music from across the decades. That's the Dennis Devlin Show on Late District Radio, the best mix of music.
superficial way to close the door. So open up and let me in, from San Francisco right down to Berlin.
To the Dennis Devlin Show on Lake District Radio, playing all the best mix of music.
I don't wanna know if she's Well, some of the crowd are on the
You're pitch. Listening to the Dennis Devlin Show on Lake District Radio, playing all the best mix of music.
Join me for the best mix of music every Saturday on Lake District Radio, the Dennis Devlin Show from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. We interview some of the best new up-and-coming talent across the country. And we play three brand new singles every hour on air, as well as the usual mix of music from across the decades. That's the Dennis Devlin Show on Lake District Radio, the best mix of music.